just looking through the gold prices here. Seems they were low late April. Got pretty solid to mid-June, and they're working their way back up now, somewhere in the mid to high $1,700 range. My next guest is Tom Colson, owner of Liberty Coin Service. Tom, good to have you back, of course.
Thank you, Steve.
Looking at gold, it's lower than where it was, say, in October of 2020, but it's on its way back up. What are you seeing? Let's talk about gold and silver and all of these commodities. What are you seeing?
Well, gold and silver prices are holding very steady still. Not much change from last week. Silver a little over $23. Gold just a little under $1,800. The interesting thing I've seen in the last week, whereas a few weeks before that, we were getting a lot of demand for gold. Now people are starting to buy a lot of silver because that's also an excellent way to protect yourself against inflation. People are coming in to buy the old 90% silver coin, Silver coins, rounds, bars, that sort of thing right now.
So the old silver coins, the ones that have no collector value, do people just buy them in bulk then?
Absolutely. You can buy them in small quantities and large quantities. You can buy a single silver dime, and that's one of the nice things about them is they're so divisible.
Sure.
And you like my analogy about gold with a $20 gold piece, Steve. Boy, I can say the same thing with silver. In 1964, a silver quarter would have bought you just a little bit more than a gallon of gasoline. And today, that quarter would still buy you just a little bit more than a gallon of gasoline. But I would like to see the gas station that's selling a regular gallon of gasoline for just a regular quarter.
Well, I'd like that as well, but the oil companies would go bankrupt at that point. But you and I would like it a lot.
There you go, yeah.
Okay, so what is the value then of the amount of silver in a 1964 coin?
Well, a 1964 quarter has right now about $4.50 worth of silver in it.
Wow, you could buy more than a gallon of gas. That's, you know, I find that to be a fascinating comparison that is just so instructive for people. It's so easy to grasp. A $20 gold piece 100 years ago would buy a nice suit, so would a $20 bill. Today, the $20 bill wouldn't buy you a pair of shoes, but you could still buy the suit with a $20 gold piece, and you could still buy more than a gallon of gas with a quarter from 1964 when gas would have cost you, well, a quarter. I think that's really
instructive.
It's a great
visual how it protects your assets against inflation.
Right. So let me ask you, when you see big swings like the idea of spending $3.5 trillion, political ideas put forth and all of this spending and people are concerned about inflation, do you see an uptick in people coming to buy these sorts of products?
Absolutely. I mean, we've always had a number of people that have seen the writing on the wall for years now and are coming in and buying regularly. But we're always getting new customers that are coming in that are very concerned about this massive amount of money we're doing and spending. And, you know, if it doesn't lead to inflation today, it's going to lead to it tomorrow or the next day. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it'll get there at some point.
Best thing you could do is buy it now while you could still get it cheaply.
Right. Tom Colson, the owner of Liberty Coin Service, located in Michigan. All right, we've got some coins here we want to take a quick look at because the thing is we bring Tom in because we play basically behind door number three. We have this coin, Tom. Can you tell us what it is, what it's worth? And this is a 1853 U.S. half dime. It's not in particularly good shape. And I know it's a half dime because it says half dime. But it's worn pretty well. It has silver in it. I know it has that value, but does it have collector value too?
It actually has a good deal of collector value. It's a very small coin, which is surprising that not more of those got lost over the years. But it's much smaller than an actual dime. It has maybe around $1 worth of silver in it, but on a retail basis, that's worth about $25 now.
Really? That's so interesting.
Collectible.
Back in those days, though, you had pennies. You had 2 cent pieces, 3 cent pieces, and half dimes, long before the nickel. When was the nickel introduced?
The nickel was introduced in 1866, which was basically a response to the fact that silver at the time was very scarce, so things like a half dime wouldn't be in circulation then because everybody was hoarding silver because of its value at the time.
Gotcha.
Much like they're doing today.
They needed something different. I see that. It's a history lesson with Tom. That's why it's like on the road with Tom Colson. All right, our next coin is a dime. This is an actual dime from 1899. Again, it's going to have that silver value. Now, let me ask you this. A dime from 1964 and a dime from 1899 weigh about the same, have about the same amount of metal content?
They do. They actually started out with exactly the same metal content. The 1899 dime is probably going to be more worn on average than your 1964 dime, so you'll lose a very little bit of silver due to that fact. In terms of value, the 1899 dime is a little bit more collectible, but it's not a whole lot more valuable, whereas you've got a regular silver dime worth a little over $2. That particular coin, you know, retails for $5 or $6 right now.
But again, the silver, and it's worth $4.50. So there you go. So
the dime is about $2. The quarter is about $4.50.
I got you. All right. Just see, you're here to correct me. The professor got me again. Fair enough. And the last coin I have for you is a Donald Trump Make America Great 2020 coin. It doesn't actually say what it's worth. I don't know if it's a collector coin or if it's what this is exactly. Any value to a Donald Trump coin?
Mainly just good souvenir value there. Some of those are made out of silver. That particular one doesn't look like it is made out of any kind of precious metal. So just kind of a cool keepsake for Make America Great 2020.
So for people that like the collector value, that's what it is. And there you go, in education. It is Liberty Coin Service. You can look them up online. You can find Tom. You can ask questions. You can find out what the spot price is for gold or silver. And if you've got a coin that you found in your drawer or you got maybe inherited, well, he can tell you the answer. Tom, thank you very much, as always.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Always good fun. Tom Colson. I think that's very, to me, it's just very entertaining. He tells me a little bit about American history, and we learn about precious metal along the way as well. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC.